Welcome to Behind the SaaS. I'm your host, Aaron Howerton, and today's episode is Finding a Team. So in my last episode, I talked about the different processes I went through, the different roles that I was looking at, and let you know that I've accepted one. And I think I let you know that I didn't accept one. One didn't even come, ended up not landing. And I think it got real close, and it almost jeopardized everything else at the end of the day, because I had to let the other two extend so long. And that was that director role. So in terms of the other two, I'm very excited to announce I have accepted a job as a senior channel sales business process analyst. Yes, it's a mouthful, at Atlassian. Now, if you're not familiar with Atlassian, you need to go get familiar with Atlassian. If you work in software development or project management, you probably have heard of or worked with these products. I've been working in and around these products most of my career, if not all of it. Atlassian is an Australian-based company. They've been around long enough to have reached $2 billion in sales. So stability, right? I'm a single income family. It's all kind of on me to provide that. And the freedom to get paid and do that with a company that has billions of dollars in revenue is stable. That's stable as opposed to other jobs. So I'm familiar with the product, right? So let's just talk real quick. So many things I want to talk about today. I'm going to try to cram it into 10 minutes. So I will talk quick as normal. One is process. I almost lost this role because I called them the Friday before I accepted it and just said, hey, I'm waiting on one other role. If you need to move on, I understand. If you have other candidates that you need to work with, I completely understand it. I feel I need to wait on this other role. It was a director level role, right? So it's a very different role than what I had. And they understood that, very respectful, had a great conversation with my now boss. and then I had to turn around Monday when I didn't get the news I wanted. And they were also really respectful, really open. And all that was able because I was transparent, right? I just believe big time in transparency, just saying where you're at, talking about how you feel and what's on the table, being open with people. If you come across people that don't understand that or don't appreciate that, and you need that in your life, then actually it's kind of a self-excluder, because when they take advantage of that information or act awkward, it's a cue for you that maybe you're not going to fit there. And that's just me. I'm a very, you know, everything's kind of on the table. That's the nature of this podcast as well. So that was important, but I almost lost it. The process itself went really quick for this role, about a week and a half worth of interviews, multiple conversations, and then a formal offer that came through the recruiter, about what you would expect. You know, the offer has the normal components of like, here's your base, here's your bonus. And then Atlassian, their point, I think where they give you what's called RSUs, and this could vary. Don't take my word on this. I can't commit to this for everybody, but this will vary whether or not those exist for you, probably vary on the role and what they're looking for. But RSUs are actual stock. So instead of having to get options that you buy out, you get stock that's awarded and you just own it at that point because they're already a public company. So some interesting components to all that are worth discussing with different people as you get into that role. I'm happy to chat with people if you want to understand more about that process and what I've learned over two or three jobs of managing it. So why this role? That's another question. Let's go into that. Aaron, you were looking at an analyst role, a manager role, which you got that offer, and then a director role. Those are very different levels. Why would I go with an analyst role as opposed to the manager role? There's a lot of things that go into that. One is industry. I know Atlassian products. I understand software development. I understand project management. The other company, it was be a new industry for me, which is not a problem. I've been learning industries my entire career, but if I'm at a point where I can leverage my industry knowledge for more effective work, that's kind of becoming more appealing to me as I get a little older, I think, at least right now in this moment. Stability was another big one. The other company had not had a couple of good years. They were a public company. And then I did find out like a week ago, they had a reduction in force. So like even then, like taking that role and then walking into a company that's doing a reduction in force like that, that could have been very, very stressful, very not feeling very stable again. Family of five, I'm the only income. Just got cut. I'm looking for something a little broader, a little more depth there. And finally, the role itself was really more about RevOps and not partner operations, which to me is the broad scope, right? And this is all about that last podcast about how do you define partner operations? Realizing that when I say partner operations, I mean partner experience. I mean the full scope of anyone and everyone working in and around partnerships, which is customers, internal colleagues, and your partners, and the experience they have trying to work with these relationships, whether it's finding data, sending communication, getting educated, the whole nine yards. This company, when they said partner operations, they meant what most people may mean, I'm learning, is the narrow scope of operations that is tied to revenue, which is not uncommon, apparently. I had a broader understanding. So I'm adjusting my own language. You're going to hear me do more of that over the next year, especially these next few weeks and months. So that limited scope in terms of, well, I'm going to limit my scope, I'd rather limit it toward an analyst role. Because even an analyst, I'm not doing broad operational work. There's probably going to be pieces of operations I'm not going to touch. Might have some say in it. But this, to me, represents the best part of what I've always liked about operations, which is finding the problems, documenting those issues, going deep on those, and trying to map solutions that make sense for the organization and the people working in process. So like, this comes to me from product, right? I look at operations. I look at software operations and systems from a product perspective of if we have developers who are IT people, maybe system owners, it can kind of be blended there because you got different levels of technical capability you need there, along with, you know, the support from the piece. That's all kind of software development where you're building and designing the solution that your people are going to use. And then you have product owners who are doing the collection on feedback and helping guide direction and development and prioritization on the front end of the development process. When you pick product owners and product development up and put that into a systems IT piece, you get analysts and operations. You get these people on the front end who do a lot of the research and are taking analysts or taking operational feedback and then user support feedback from ticketing systems and direct meetings. They're pulling it all together to find opportunity to make improvements in the business. It's very, very, very similar to product ownership, which was one of my favorite jobs. So I'm going to go focus in on the skills that I really enjoy using with Atlassian at a place that is established, and I get to work with the team. Let's talk about this. Beyond being their stock ticker, there is an actual team of people that I'm going to work on. I'm going to report to a head of channel operations who is one of several people that she leads on a team of people. I have never had team-based resources to lean on, to learn from, to engage with, to get feedback with. I'm building up an operational community now on the side to be able to establish that. I'm very excited about getting to go do that as a part of a company, which means my learning. I'm going to be able to ramp my learning. Instead of just having to rely on what I find through trial and headaches, I'm going to be able to go learn from people. I'm going to be able to lean on my boss who has 20 plus years experience, I think, in this space. Like, it's crazy to me. That opportunity, I don't want to overlook that opportunity to learn within a company that is reaching in the billions of dollars in revenue with a successful channel sales organization who says, hey, we still want this to be better. So that opportunity is huge. I've never gotten to work at a company this large with a team this way. Now, all that, that's kind of all the upside, right? And then also kind of precipitates to some of my concern. And I'm open about this again, transparency. I don't mind putting this out here because I've been open with my boss about this. I've never worked at a company this large. I am used to having scope that is very broad. We've already talked about this and you'll hear me talk about it. Operations is everything to me. Full experience. I'm used to looking at the experience side and really driving that and having a lot more on my plate, like actual system administration and project delivery and technical builds. And I'm happy to give some of that up, but I'm also a little concerned about pulling back on my scope and wondering, am I going to be able to flip successfully to limit myself to kind of this front end stuff, right? Of discovery and research and write up and pushing that down the pike. I'm hopeful, right? It's my favorite part of it. I've got a good boss, comes with great recommendations. Hadn't talked about that yet, but great recommendations into this company, which is a big part of why I ended up going with it. So that's part of the risk. Working in a company this large, things tend to also move slower. So that pace of change is going to be an adjustment. I've been working in much smaller companies, 1500 or less, where pace of change even then is slowing down for people. And that's hard. Like that transition from true SMB to midsize is difficult for companies. But that pace is still faster than a lot of companies where you've got, you know, I think they've got over 8,000 people at Atlassian now. So a lot of opportunity, though, as I'm saying, a lot of opportunity for me to grow, for me to stretch, for hopefully me to add value based on my experience with things like perpetual licensing and legacy systems, transitioning into cloud. You don't find a lot of companies that have that challenge anymore. They're working through it. Atlassian's way down the pike because most of the products anybody's going to be familiar with are going to be their cloud-based products like Trello. Or Confluence. But they, again, it's just opportunity to use and leverage experience that I have that is unique into a company that could benefit from those where I feel like I can add value. And that's the end of the day. That's why you take a job. Security, stability, people. It's all about people. And Atlassian, if anything, they have a phenomenal reputation for people, a phenomenal reputation for the value, the way they culture works, how people really matter. And case in point, they're starting me December 19th, the last 2 weeks of the year. my productivity in terms of like what I'm doing at work is not going to be super high, but it's a great opportunity for me to onboard at a very reasonable pace, probably highly self-driven, learn things and get my feet underneath me within the company for a couple of weeks before I dive into projects in the new year. Yeah. So here we go. I mean, we're on a journey together, I think, through this podcast. At least that's how I feel. I'm enjoying sharing these thoughts and ideas. I'm happy to talk more about this, why I took this role over other roles and why this would make sense for me right now. Mostly, I'm just excited to share that I am going to start today, probably here in the next 5 minutes. Thank you for tuning along. Thank you for listening in. As always, I would love to have your feedback on how things go. This is Aaron Howerton signing off. Hope you have a phenomenal end to 2022.